Your God-ordained ministry. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pearl, we enjoy your writings and hope you can help us. Our question is, what does a Christ-centered, sexually fulfilling, intimate marriage look like? We have an exceptionally wonderful marriage, except for our intimacy on the sexual level. My husband feels that a switch turned off in me after having the children, and that I no longer enjoy relations like I used to. I feel he is correct in his assessment of this. I sometimes feel embarrassed by the whole act and feel that oral sex is wrong, although I used to enjoy it. We have prayed to the Lord for some sort of guidance with this. My husband has turned off his desire for sexual relations, and so we live as best friends who do everything together except make love. Any help or advice you can give us would be greatly appreciated. We both want to get to the bottom of this matter once for all. Mrs. C. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render, or give, unto the wife due benevolence, sexual gratification that you owe her, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. 1 Corinthians 7:2-5. Dear Mrs. C., you would not be writing unless you are both unhappy with your current relationship. You know it is wrong. When you married, you signed over to become a minister to his needs. Your life's work is to minister to your husband. Marriage means becoming one flesh. It does not mean being best friends. In practice, you are not in a marriage relationship with your husband. You and your husband are effectively living in a divorced state, having put each other away. God commands in 1 Corinthians 7:5, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. God has clearly told us that not having regular sex is giving Satan an opportunity to tempt marriage couples. Wife, it is your God-ordained ministry to your husband to be his totally enthusiastic sex partner, ready to enjoy him at all times. To do less is a grave error. If you love your husband as God commands, you will always seek to give him pleasure. In so doing, you will fulfill your role as his suitable helper. When the angel announced to 89-year-old Sarah that she and Abraham would copulate and have a child, she responded by laughing and saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" Genesis 18:12. Pleasure is what Sarah remembered and experienced with her man. She is recorded in Hebrews 11 as one of the pillars of faith. Sarah's son Isaac found comfort for his sorrow after his mother's death through sexual fulfillment with his new wife, Rebecca. Genesis 24:67. One entire book of the Bible, the Song of Solomon, is dedicated to singing praise to God for the joyful expression of love in the sexual union of a man and his wife. It is so graphic in its description of erotic pleasure that it is embarrassing for some to read or hear it read aloud. My husband wrote a commentary on it called Holy Sex.